This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's look again at Psalm 119, this beautiful psalm that focuses in on the Word of God and its impact in our lives. Starting in verse 17, the psalmist says, "Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors." You see how much the psalmist loves God's word. What he said there at the very beginning, "Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law." You know, one of your main goals in life should be to see and understand the things that God has said in his word. "Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law." This psalm is the longest chapter in the Bible. And yet, almost every verse in the 176 verses refers to God's word. The psalmist had learned how much his life depended on God's word. He knew that if he understood God's word, he would also understand life. He recognized the only way to know God better was by spending time in his word. He had learned that God has placed such wonderful truth in his word, and the only way to discover the spiritual truths of God's word was if God gave him understanding. That's why he asks, "Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your law." Only God can open our eyes to really grasp the spiritual truth that is in his word. And God wants you to develop that same hunger for spiritual understanding. God wants your heart prayer to him to be about his word. The psalmist here isn't asking for other things. The big thing on his heart is that God would reveal the deep truths of his word to him. Today, instead of working through your usual prayer list, why don't you just change the focus of your prayers today and ask God to meet you in his word and to give you spiritual understanding of its truths. Ask God to work in your life through his word. That's what he wants to do. Open my eyes. Say that to God. Open my eyes as I open my Bible today. I want to see your message to me today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.